morning start our descent. We actually undock from the space station Mir at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Moscow time, 7 o'clock British summer time. So probably none of us are going to get much sleep tonight. But maybe we wouldn't anyway. It's not such a bad idea. I've got loads of pictures of Great Britain, particularly the south, where it's not been so cloudy. Unfortunately, Scotland has been completely covered by cloud every time I've been able to look at it. I have to make radio contact with Great Britain. It's the time when I've also been able to take pictures, so I've had to sometimes compromise and do one or the other. Unfortunately, I can't do both at the same time. I don't have any windows close to where the radio station is situated in the space station. I'm sorry, I can hear only intermittent noise. I assume you can hear me better than I can hear you. We're very sad to leave Wakeless Condition, so again, it's time to play maybe a little joke with Mission Control tomorrow. I decided to stay on the space station. Unfortunately, I know I have to return. The only other chance of returning will be in 6 months' time, and that's maybe a little bit long. I think a couple of months would have been great. I've got the hang of things now, like putting hot water into the food without getting hot water all over the space station as well. I think the thing I find most odd is putting on a pair of socks, because every time you touch any surface in the space station, you push yourself away from it. You can't help but do that. And putting on a pair of socks, you need two hands, at least 1 foot. It leaves you with only one leg to hang on to anything at all. Over. 1MIR to G5TU, hearing you. This is over. 1MIR to G5TU. Thank you, I heard the first part of your message. Unfortunately, I can only hear very intermittent speech here on board. Actually, it's like it's even worse than a lot of the telephone lines from Moscow to London. So that's got to be saying something. I hope that you have been able to hear